It's time for the healthcare hazard of the week. Is the patient portal a healthcare babysitter? Research on diagnostic mistakes suggests that most diagnoses that occur in primary care practice are related to the basic elements of the office visit. 8 in 10 misdiagnoses were due in part to problems in the patient encounter, such as errors during the physical exam or medical history taking. 1 in 5 mistakes was related to referrals, such as a decision not to consult an appropriate expert. 16% of misdiagnoses involved patient-related factors, such as a patient's failure to provide accurate medical histories or miscommunication between the patient and health professional. Poor test result follow-up and tracking contributed to 15% of missed diagnoses, and 14% of the mistakes involved other testing mix-ups, such as misinterpretations, or the mistaken belief that the result was not serious enough to warrant hospital admission or further investigation. According to a report in the BMJ Quality and Safety Journal, and this is important, each year in the United States, approximately 12 million adults or, get this, 1 out of 20 patients who seek outpatient medical care are misdiagnosed in a way that could cause severe harm. These alarming statistics are further reinforced by a new study from the Institute of Medicine that was published just this past September that predicts, in quote, most people will experience at least one diagnostic error, an inaccurate or delayed diagnosis in their lifetime, sometimes with devastating consequences, unquote. Well, what does this say about the current level of patient care in the United States? It says that everyone, physicians, patients, family members, need to pay more attention to what is going on. It says that we as patients tolerate a healthcare system where we often do not experience full disclosure from our doctors. It says that our system does not encourage collaboration and communication between doctors and patients. And it says that each of us will face a potentially life-threatening situation over the course of our healthcare lives that could be addressed and reversed if we paid attention. The current system is poorly designed to support an accurate diagnosis because our doctors are limited by the time they are allowed to spend with us. So as a result, some do not always follow up with tests and procedures that they have ordered. And I just had that happen. Remember a few weeks ago when I recounted a great patient experience? Clean waiting room chairs, on-time appointment, an attentive physician? Well, that disappeared when now, 3 weeks later, I still haven't heard back from him with my test results. But I did hear back from the babysitter, the patient portal. The patient portal is a hopefully secure online website that gives patients the convenience of 24-hour access to personal health information from anywhere with an internet connection. Using a username and a password, patients can view their health information online. To ensure faster feedback, according to government guidelines, lab results must be posted in the patient portal within 96 hours of the doctor's office receiving them, whether your doctor has seen the results or not. The benefits are, it eliminates the practice that some doctors have of notifying you only if something is wrong, or just leaving you with a very vague, everything looks good. For the most part, seeing the actual values and numbers and words is empowering, but there is a chance that misunderstanding the results could cause you to worry. Which brings me to today's question. Is the patient portal a healthcare babysitter? Well, we know that a babysitter is a person engaged to care for children when the parents are not home. Is the patient portal technology not engaged to care for patients when the doctor is too busy? Does the patient portal take the place of an actual personal follow-up? Am I to really understand all that I read on my patient portal? Is the patient portal some kind of a babysitter set up to excuse the doctor of any further conversation? I mean, I thought it was all about accessing my information and empowering me as the patient. Well, here's why I ask. A day after the ultrasound on my thyroid, I received an email that said, Your test results are in. Log on to the internet to the patient portal, which I did. Luckily, I practice what I preach because I have copies of my previous results so I could compare. And what I found is that the thyroid nodules are getting a bit bigger. Big enough to biopsy? Big enough to worry about? Growing at a safe pace? Or should I be concerned? I don't know, because here's all I know. The test results say. The right thyroid lobe is 5x1x3x1x4 cm. There is a small 2 mm cystic area in the midpole and another in the superior pole. There is a 4 mm hypoechoic nodule in the isthmus on the right side. The isthmus measures 1.4 millimeters in thickness. The left lobe of the thyroid is 4.6x1.3x1.4 cm. There is a 1 mm mid to superior nodule and a 2 mm inferior pole nodule. Incidentally noted is a 2.1x0.4x0.9 cm lymph node adjacent to the lateral right thyroid lobe. Whew. Am I in trouble? Who knows? Because no one has followed up. So that is why I ask the question, is the patient portal a healthcare babysitter? Well, with the frightening statistic I gave you at the beginning of this conversation, that 1 out of 20 patients who seek outpatient medical care are misdiagnosed in a way that can cause severe harm, I would think that follow-up by a live human being communicated in such a way that the patient has full understanding of the results should be mandatory. Diagnostic errors are often incredibly harmful, as they may lead to delays in treatment, lack of treatment, inappropriate or unnecessary treatment, all of which can have physical, psychological, and financial consequences. So what can you do to protect yourself, especially from the patient portal and test results that go without personal follow-up? Well, first, be proactive. Use all available resources to learn everything you can about your health, your condition, your tests and procedures and medications. Sadly, we must be our own doctors. And here's an important one. Never assume that no news is good news when you have not received the results of a test or procedure. Make sure you are diligent, like a dog with a bone, about receiving the results and discussing them in detail with your doctor. And if your doctor doesn't call you, don't allow the patient portal to be a babysitter. Call him or her, email, whatever. But be sure that they have seen the results and can communicate exactly what the results mean to your future health. And finally, be informed and involved in all health decisions. I don't know about you, but I'm too old and too wise to need a babysitter. I don't want dazzling technology. I want a physician who is as engaged as I am. I guess I have to keep looking.